Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, it's been a little bit, but I finally caught up with my friend Ray Kvalvog to talk a little agriculture, talking a little bit farming, and a good day because I caught him heading up to the farm to do some work up in the Pennington County Thief River Falls area. And Ray, have you gotten much planting done so far this year?
Oh, it's been a wonderful spring. I mean, in terms of field conditions, it's about as ideal as you're going to get. You know, obviously, I think most of us are looking for a little more water, but in terms of getting after it, it's getting done. So the answer is yes. Have a little bit of wheat in. I'm going mostly soybeans this year, but at least up our way, Eric, most of spring wheat's in the ground.
Yeah, and it's really been a pretty darn good year weather-wise. There really hasn't been much of a drought once the rain and snow, I guess, kicked in into your region. Probably, what was it, late February and into March. It kept missing western North Dakota, but it kept making it to northwestern Minnesota. So water or moisture has not been a problem for the most part, right?
We have been dry. I mean, we could even use more water. But you're right. We got that little bit of snow here, I don't know, a month or so ago. And then just here, Thursday or Friday, we got about a 4/10 to a 1/2 inch of rain some places north of us, so even a little more. So, I hate to always say that, but it's about ideal right now.
Wow. How is the weird, wacky temperatures playing with you? I know I just got a friend that texted me, Keith Rico from Dairyland Seed. He was telling me that there was a hard freeze northwest of Watertown last night. And again, that's one thing that farmers and growers, don't need right now is a hard freeze, especially if you've had your seeds in the ground for a little while.
Well, we haven't seen those extreme temperatures, which is crazy up north. You know, further north, it'd be colder, but we haven't seen it. But in general, the cold temperatures, obviously not conducive to good growing, and it is too darn cold. I think, again, every farmer could maybe use maybe a little moisture, and the other thing we all want is a little bit more heat. But I got to tell you, outside, and you know, I live, Eric, just, you know, in South Moorhead, just kind of on the outskirts of the city there. And I've got an 80-acre field of wheat that I had planted April 1, and we've had a lot of hard freezes and, you know, since then. And gosh darn it, it's coming up really nice. So I think it, you know, depends upon, you know, what you're growing, but it's certainly slowed development. But if you've got small grains in, it ain't gonna hurt. It's not gonna hurt that those wheat, barley crops or whatever. So, but again, it's not conducive to making stuff pop out of the ground and get going. That's for sure.
Ray, I want to ask you before we let you go. Obviously, if anybody's listened to you and me talk before, you have been in the financial world around it for many, many, many years. You were a manager in the industry, trading commodities and stocks and everything. And you and I always usually take a few minutes to talk about commodity prices. Boy, they've been really good right now. I think a lot of people are wondering, though, Ray, is there a shoe going to be dropping anytime soon, or do you continue to see commodity prices either staying stable or continuing to go up, in your opinion, of course?
You know, you and I have talked about this for months, and, you know, so far you and I have been pretty good about, you know where things have been going, and it's kind of worked out the way we thought, Eric. And I've seen this before, and in the commodity prices, it's always the same, and we're talking about the grain market here, is it's kind of like walking upstairs as opposed to down. You know, walking up is tough, and it's slow, and that's what we see when we're talking about rising prices. You know, we just keep clawing our way up. But going downstairs is usually pretty easy, right? It's like throwing a rock off a cliff. It goes pretty quick, so you always got to be wary of that. And once things start to unravel, it can unravel fast. But my words of wisdom are this: have some products sold, or a good majority, before the 4th of July. And I'm not that I'm smarter than anybody else, but I've just seen this. It's just, I guess, experience talking. Once the 4th of July comes around, and maybe it's a little different this year because we've had a pandemic and all this stuff, if you've got a rally like we've seen this spring, you have products sold before the 4th of July. That would be my advice. Get something sold so you got something on the table, because I've seen it before, and you're right. Once it goes down, it can get to be ugly. And But I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm just saying get something sold, because as of right now, whatever the date is today, Erica, May 6th, I mean, it looks like stuff can still climb a little bit higher.
Again, that was Ray Kvalvog, who farms up in the Pennington County Thief River Falls area. This is Inside Agriculture.